Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good evening, Gloucester. This is a special edition of the Gloucestercast, the Storm Alert Service, brought to you by Cape Ann Weather, Cape Ann. Chris Spittle is the man, the guy that cares about weather in our location, as opposed to those devious, big-time Boston media outlet people who only they have to do the broad spectrum, and you get the averages. Chris is microcosm, right focused on our neck of the woods. So he gives you the real deal, baby. Chris, thank you for coming on short notice.
Prime time.
Yeah, that's right, 5 o'clock.
Ready for prime time.
People have been anxiously, everybody really relies on your forecast. They look forward to your forecasts. Mm-hmm. So we're honored to have you with us. Why don't we get right into it? What are we thinking about for, I'll just step out of the way and let you talk.
Yeah. Well, there's still all the, as they call them, headlines from the National Weather Service are in place with a winter storm watch tonight through Wednesday morning. So it's a longer storm than usual. High wind warning is in effect from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning to 8 a.m. Wednesday. We could get gusts 60 to 65 sometime in the middle of the day tomorrow. There's a coastal flood watch from late Tuesday night to Wednesday morning for that high tide, but I don't think it'll affect Cape Ann too much because it's going to be once the winds have crossed over from the northwest, not the northeast. So all those are still in play along with a storm watch for mariners with the same gusts to 55, 65. What we're looking at basically is rain tonight, tomorrow, changing to snow sometime late in the afternoon tomorrow. I originally had it at 1 o'clock. It'll probably be more like 2, 3, or 4 as the sun gets lower and the heating from the sun can't stop the changeover. And we're looking at probably a burst of snow somewhere in the window of 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. We could get a couple of inches, 3 inches, very heavy wet snow. And with those winds, we could have some outages. Even just an inch or two of wet snow on all the branches, all the wires and everything could bring some outages upon us. The winds, again, are going to be northeast, gusting 50 to 60 plus after 10 a.m. tomorrow. So there's some question where the track's going to go. It may even go inland over us and go back out, which would mean the winds are basically going to go slack for an hour or two. I'm looking at that scenario. That was not in the cards this morning. This is an ever-changing storm that seems to have a mind of its own. I see where some, looking at Twitter accounts of some online media personalities, are having trouble with this as well. This is not some type of cookie cutter storm. But the snow will be very wet and heavy. Sometime between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. tomorrow. And again, with those winds, we could get some outages. And there's also the possibility that Essex County, and I keep seeing this pop up, and it was on the National Weather Service discussion just released at 4:45, was for on the backside of the storm as it pulls away to have some heavy snow bands. And by that, I mean an additional inch or so, maybe two, of snow on Cape Ann. But by that time, the winds will have slacked and it wouldn't be so much of a a problem for, say, outages. The outage window is probably noon to 9 p.m. tomorrow, where it most likely could happen.
Yep. And you said this, you said that probably the snow part of it wouldn't, is you're not looking until the sun kind of goes down, or about when did you think predicting the snow to start?
Anywhere, sometime in the afternoon. Most people are saying 1 o'clock. But I think it's around here, it's going to be more like 2 or 3, 4 later in the afternoon. Again, when the sun has great effect on snowfall, and of course the pavement, sticking on the pavement during the day, even when it's fully cloudy, overcast, and maybe has been raining for a while. But we're also looking at a temperature drop from 38 to 34 during the afternoon. Once we get that drop down under 35, 34, and on a northerly, strong northerly wind by that time, we're looking at the snow.
So but even if it's 34 degrees, it's coming from the upper levels. Is that why it still comes down as snow?
Yeah. And when, you know, and when it's 34 degrees on the ground and you get heavy snow, that heavy snow actually pulls down colder air because it's colder above our heads. And that heavy snow actually pulls colder air down and supports itself. So if we do get a burst of heavy snow, it could last for, say, a half an hour or an hour. We could go back to rain for a little bit, go back to snow, or it might stay all snow. We're right on the fence. It's a borderline situation for sure. Worse than, this is the hardest one. I've been sitting here all day working on this, and it's more difficult than it should be.
But once again, you know, from 5 days ago to now, it looks like we're going to get for the past, what has it been, 3 or 4, you know, like the indicators 5 days ago looked like it was going to be a disaster. And as it's come closer, we've fizzled out.
This is the type of storm when you see something that's supposedly powerful 4 days out, you just kind of, you know, you look at it, okay. And then you wait for the next models. You know, you go to bed, you come up the next morning, and guess what? It's changed.
So we're not going to wake up tomorrow morning with snow on the ground. You know, can I ask you a question? We're talking about Cape Ann right now. Because my daughter goes to Hamilton Wenham High School. She had a personal question for you. Do you think that Hamilton Wenham School is going to be canceled? Are they going to get snow there, and we're not going to get snow here? Or where are you thinking the line's going to be?
I think the snow days falls in a vacuum here. I think the snow starts after 1, 2. People get out of school 2 or 3. The roads are still wet. You might wake up, but the only thing, you might wake up Wednesday morning to a surprise 2 to 4 inches with those heavier bands if they materialize. As far as tomorrow goes, you want a snow day.
So this isn't necessarily coastals getting rain and inland is getting snow. This is all over getting rain
it's all snow inland. They're going to get, on the last thing, 4 to 8 inches, you know, in that area, Hamilton, Georgetown, up to Amesbury, down, you know, I-95 corridor. And again, that won't happen until, inland, around the 95 corridor, it's going to change around noon, 1 o'clock. Along the coast, it's going to wait until 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 o'clock before it changes.
I got you. All right. Anybody have any questions for Chris? Fire away. Keep your
space. Caitlin wants a snow day, but I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's Caitlin or it might be her son that wants the snow day. But we'll see. So what about sump pumps and rain totals?
There's going to be over 2 inches of moisture with this. So that is a lot of that's a lot of water. That's why it's not going to be hard to have 2 to 3 inches of snow if it snows for 4 or 5 hours. I think another point is when you get rain in this situation that If the ground is frozen, you get a lot more runoff into places you don't want it to go. because it just automatically finds its lowest spot, which would be your basement. At least we're going to have some soaking in because the ground is not frozen. I don't know if the ground's ever frozen this year at all for more than a day or two, to tell you the truth.
You're right. Remember last time we spoke, you had the guy that had the thermometer. He stuck the thermometer in the ground, and it was wasn't it 38 degrees or something like that?
And that's why we're not going to get anything on the pavement. The only way the snow could end up being plowable on the pavement is if it falls really heavy overnight tomorrow night, you know. And if we get caught in one of those bands, we could have a quick 2, 3, 4 inches. I just don't see more than 3 inches on the island or on the immediate coast.
And as we saw on that last storm, knowing that they purchased so much salt, you know, for a normal winter, they have plenty of stuff. I imagine, and I'm not speaking for the DPW, that they're going to dump a lot of salt on the ground to get ahead of it. If they're listening to this, probably they'll get out there tomorrow and put a lot of salt down tomorrow.
I've always wanted to talk to like a DPW commissioner or something, a guy who's in charge of this type of situation. And because if we were saying, okay, tomorrow morning at 10, it's going to be dry, and all of a sudden it's going to start snowing, and it's going to snow like a son of a gun, right, all through the afternoon. That's one thing. They can get out there. They can treat it when it's dry. Right. If you treat it, if you don't know when the change is going to happen, I don't think they're going to go out and put salt down, say, at noon and have it all basically dissolved by 2, 3, 4 o'clock with the additional rain. If I could say magically, it's going to change the snow around 1. They go out there between 11 and 1 and treat all the roads and start snowing, and it basically never piles up, or it keeps it to a bare minimum, pardon the pun. But I think that's it. I don't think they really like to go out, and maybe they've got extra salt, but I don't know if they want to throw it down knowing.
That last storm we had, just pictures of the road. I know I saw a bunch of people taking pictures close to the ground saying, this is not snow. This is actually clumps of ice. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Luke Barton had a question for you. Winds? Question mark.
Winds? Well, again, we're looking at tomorrow is going to be the windiest part of the storm. We're going to go northeast into the 30s, maybe up to 40, and gusts to 60 around midday. Again, that's changing again too. As I was looking before we came on, that the low seems to want to track a little bit closer and a little bit under us and actually go over land. And then it's going to loop up into the Gulf of Maine, come back towards us, and may make landfall, so to speak, or it may just curve away. It will curve away eventually, but whether it comes over land or not. And this low being that close, the closer you get to the center, there's no wind. Just like a hurricane, just like an eye of the storm, the closer you get to a storm like this, in the center, there's no wind. So we could actually go into
the front. You get it on the front side and you get it on the back side.
Yeah. You can go totally slack, you know, in the middle of it as the low goes right over. We don't get that very often, but that's a possibility here.
Like that eeriness of a hurricane when they get in the eye of the hurricane.
I'm
going to ask Pat Dalpiaz right now, could you please put a link to Chris's, Chris, what link would you put up there? Your Facebook, or which link would you like put up?
Yeah, the Facebook.com, KPN Weather/KPN Weather.
Okay. Yeah, please put a link up there for Chris because, he's kind enough to come on with us and share these thoughts, but he's not going to be on with us 24/7. If you follow him on Facebook, you'll get the latest, and he's working on this all day long. I think you've done 2 or 3 different updates today, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah, major one this morning with my winter graphic, which I didn't think I was going to use this year. And then a pretty long forecast I put out at 4:10. I usually do a post, around between 8 and 9 o'clock at night, especially when there's something like this happening. So maybe a lot of what I said just now goes out the window. Maybe it comes back and we look at a couple more models and, you know, things become clearer. I've never seen a storm where it's only 24 to 36 hours away. And there's still a big mystery with where it's going to go. So
several people have asked a question about flight delays. Or do you think the wind is going to be very powerful? So, and how far away, how big of a storm is this? Because, you know, a lot of times it's the planes have to get here from somewhere else and get backed up. So how widespread is this storm reaching?
Well, it's reaching, well, I'll take a line from what you said in the beginning is I only focus on here. But it is wide reaching to an extent. But the thing with the airlines is they won't send a plane here tomorrow morning if they think it's going to get snowed in the afternoon. But Boston's not going to get much snow. They might get an inch or two. They're not going to close. I doubt, except for winds, maybe for winds, but not for snow. So I don't see a lot of air travel issues, except two airports that may also be getting snow. Gotcha. You're not going to get out because they won't let you land there.
Right.
You know?
Right. There you go. All right. Well, Chris, again, facebook.com/KPN Weather to follow Chris. He's, you know, always good to us and comes on and gives us the updates. And we really appreciate you, Chris, everything that you do. I know, I think you have a little Patreon link somewhere that people can donate, you know, if they feel like it is. Can you share that link with us?
I have to always look it up. it's a what do they call that coffee thing? Buy me a coffee. Anyway, it's on the front page of my website, capeandmass.com.
Capeandmass.com. So if you go there and you feel like dropping a little change into his coffers, I bet he'd appreciate that as well. Muffy, this is recorded. When I hit the end button here, it will be available. It'll be posted on Good Morning Gloucester tonight, and you'll be able to watch it over and over again. and you can also, we appreciate if you share it as well. You'll have a record of it. If you press share on your Facebook feed right now, you'll have a record of it because it's going to end up on your page, and you'll be able to watch it at your leisure. So that's a great idea as well. Thank you guys for joining, Chris. Thank you for all your information. And
thank you.
Anything else you want to add? Anything else? Sign out.
Not too much. I don't think it's that big a deal, to tell you the truth. It was going to be a monster, you know, bombogenesis a couple days ago. But this just goes to show you how quick things are changing in the atmosphere all the time now. We go from, all over the world it's happening, right? Flooding and everything else. But the weather seems to change and intensify a lot more quickly than it used to. Because there's not many records of that or anything, but if you've watched weather enough, you know we don't usually get some of these circumstances. But I'll be posting again tonight on the Facebook page somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock for my latest update, and I'll be obviously up in the morning trying to get through the Michigas. So, Joey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Yeah, we appreciate it. And you know what? I also I want to say one more thing. I really appreciate that you don't use hyperbole and you don't try to freak people out. You tell it like it is. When you feel like it's falling apart, you say it's falling apart. It's not going to be as big of a deal. And we appreciate how authentic you are, and so people can really rely and trust on what you have to say. So
I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Have a great night. We'll see you. Stay safe, everybody. Start your fireplaces. Get your houses heated up.
Charge your phones.
Right. Yeah, probably the biggest impact will probably be pocket outages with the rain and the wet. Because a lot of times when there's a lot of water in the ground and the ground isn't frozen, the root structure on the big trees.
Oh yeah. Like
once
oh yeah.
You get those big trees falling over, and that's how you can also get power outage.
That's very true, especially when there's leaves on the trees, and we get a hurricane with those kind of winds. That's going to be the coup de grace for us if we get a big hurricane with saturated soil and leaves still on the tree. That's what would make a make for a pretty bad time.
A recipe for disaster. All right, Chris. Thanks again. Okay. We appreciate it, brother.
We'll cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Little town with big news. 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Good morning, Gloucester. From over the bridge.
OTB.